This goes to Amy, A-I-M-E-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306, regarding Robert Witzel, W-I-T-Z-E-L, date of birth 2-17-1946. Dear Miss Johnson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Witzel with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was September 16th, 2024. He's been feeling well, weight is stable, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He does have chronic back pain and requires narcotic pain medication to control that. He's had injections in his back and multiple treatments, but nothing seems to totally relieve that back pain for long. He does use his CPAP faithfully without missing it ever. He never takes it off by accident at night. Chronic shortness of breath on exertion, no chest pain or palpitations. He can never feel the atrial fibrillation. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 40 milligram daily, hydralazine 100 milligram twice a day, metoprolol 50 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with warfarin. Physical exam, weight 238 pounds, pulse 83, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, irregular with a controlled rate in the 80s. Abdomen soft and non-tender and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 4th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 2.16. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.4. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 2.4. Estimated GFR is 30. Hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, paroxysmal or chronic atrial fib, anticoagulated with warfarin. And 4, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.